Prodigy when I'm rolling. Gucci on my focus. Made me go with the flow. She feel like the ocean. Then my wrist is pouring. Don't call me when I'm touring. I can't slow, I'm on go. And realize I floor it. No, no, no. You didn't wanna know. Now you wanna blow my phone. Never wanna leave me alone. No, no, no. They can make my tumble. Roll it up with front toe. My chest full of snow. In the bay, I'm with your bae. Ooh, oh, feet in the sand, man with the plan. She want the world, it's in my hands. I feel like a drone, counting them bands. Stuck in a trance, give her romance. You can catch me speeding on a highway for no reason. Breezy, bring it my way. Bring the OG when I'm rolling. Gucci on my focus. She feel like the ocean. Damn, my wrist is pouring. Don't call me when I'm touring. I can't slow, I'm on go. And realize I floor it. No, no, no. You didn't wanna know. Now you wanna blow my phone. Never wanna leave me alone. No, no, no. They can make my tumble. Roll it up with front toe. My chest full of snow.
On the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
OG. They don't even know what to call it. OG Silver.
OG Silver.
I haven't ridden that horse in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Oh, I see what they mean. I feel like it's a real hot box.
Put the music down a little bit.
Put the music down a little bit.
These are throwaways.
Yeah, yeah.
Not throwaways, literally, but these are going right in the trash.
Rico Nasty is a mood.
100%.
Wait, where'd you park your car?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't park on the street. Come in the parking lot.
Did you park in the street?
She parked on that little weird side.
I gotta bring my car
in. No, you don't gotta bring it in. It's just, it's like right there. And it gets dark when we get out of here. Like.
I mean, I gotta air myself out. So, like, the farther I can walk.
The further the walk, the better. No, I feel you.
Alright.
Can they hear me from here?
Yeah, you guys can assault the mic. That's what
I have a really soft voice.
Yeah, just don't break, but yeah, you can do that. We call it assaulting the mic. Just make sure it don't fall off the table, because that shit, it's loose.
It gets loose. Is she singing to
her? Excuse me?
No, she sings, so I'm asking if she
sings. Oh, you say she's singing today? I'm like,
excuse. I'm not singing today, I'm sorry.
All right. welcome back to another dope-ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the only place on the podcast.
Yeah, niggas smoking big dope.
The only place on the internet that gives you those three best things in life. And since we got a new head, because we got gang back in the building.
Gang.
We had to come back.
We got some new heads coming. We got another head coming, hopefully. Where she at? I hope she's not lost.
Wait, we started recording for real?
Yeah, we recorded.
Yeah.
You thought she was just saying that for me.
Yeah, no, I thought she was just getting prepped.
I don't prep myself. Exactly. It comes out from the dome.
Oh. From the dome off the top. Shout out to Felipe. Yes. Her name was Felipe?
I think it was Felipe.
Yo, that video was hard.
That video was hard. The throwback. Did you see the throwback in the beginning with the sister act drone?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, that was a good video.
Said, this is pathetic. I do more walking to the fridge.
I should have been there.
But let me finish. My bad. Only three things in life. And that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So you know when you come on Lit Like Leash, you get hella weed, hella chicks, and dope ass vibes.
That's what we needed.
So who's in the booth right now? Who's in the booth?
You know what it is. I was like, who's gonna just jump in?
No, yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to take the mic.
You know what it is. It's your boy, Deaneth of Augustines. If you don't know who I am, it's Dean August, actually. You can hit me up on the gram, the Moreno Papi, or you can actually type in Dean August. I'm gonna be the first one that pops up every time. Top two, not two, and yeah, man. This wavy. I'm in the building again.
Thanks for coming.
Yo, it's Mackie.
You gonna take the mic? Give him the mic.
Which mic?
This one.
Any mic.
Come on, y'all. He's not even high yet. That's the crazy part.
Yo, it's Mackie, a.k.a. that nigga right there, a.k.a. that nigga in the corner, a.k.a. Mr. Side Nigga.
You be in the corner?
Sometimes.
What are you up to?
A.k.a. You feel me? A.k.a. Do you really?
I don't know if I can.
A.k.a. Mr. Asshole.
A.k.a. Simon.
I'm not Simon no more. I won't take that Simon.
Sounds like your serial killer.
But
is that your serial killer name?
Simon?
Simon sounds like Simon. A serial killer.
Oh, Simon is a reference to Simon Cowell, a.k.a. the hating ass nigga.
I do always. Always.
Because if I don't hate, who will?
They named you Simon? Damn.
Yeah, so I'm Mackie. Follow me on everything at Mackie OMO. You feel me? And yeah.
Do I get an introduction or do I just have to speak?
I think they're one and the same here.
Okay. So hi guys, my name is Kristen, commonly known as Chris, affectionately known as Briss, professionally known as Briss if you're nasty, maternally known as Auntie Briss, even though I have no kids. And you can follow me on everything at Kristen Dior _, and that's I-N, not E-N, for you illiterate motherfuckers. And yeah, Kristin_. So yeah, follow me.
So a couple questions about the introduction.
I had no idea that was coming.
I have a question. Professionally known as
Briss.
Right? Professionally known as Briss if you nasty, yes.
Okay. So professionally, what is the profession?
Thank you for asking, Ms. Leash. So I am 1/4 of the Do Not Disturb podcast, along with Mr. Asshole, a.k.a. Simon Cowell, a.k.a. Oluwa Mackie, a.k.a.
Oh, time out. Don't Oluwa be my name. If anything, it's Mackie Chuku, please.
Let me just say something really quick. I told Mac that he was Haitian.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, same shit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love my Nigerians. I love my Haitians. I love the West Indians. I love the West Africans. You feel me? But yes, I'm 1/4 of the Do Not Disturb podcast, along with Mackie. Follow us on Twitter at DNDpodcast_, on Instagram at Do Not Disturb podcast, on SoundCloud. I on SoundCloud. I think we're the Do Not Disturb podcast, and just follow us because we're four dope individuals speaking dope shit.
I love it. What else was I gonna have a question about?
Niggas is high already.
ooh, guys, I brought the notebook this time and the iPad. I'm prepared. Time. Make it happen.
Oh, I'm very, very interested to see where we're gonna go with this.
Now I'm nervous because last time we just wilded the fuck out.
Off the dome. No notes. And no I notes. Thought about the notes this time. So
yeah. So we
did you info. Know? Did you know that a wristy? What would you think if you thought in a sexual nature, what would a wristy be?
That sounds close to my name, so I'm assuming it's something that got to do with a female. A wristy.
Aristocrat.
Oh, a wristy is when you, damn, right? Like, this is the Lil Wayne joint.
Light a flick. That's how you do it on look like
a wristy is obviously when you, you know, put your whole wrist.
Whole wrist, not even your whole fist. Nah, your whole wrist.
You gotta lift your whole wrist in the joint, right?
To freedom.
To freedom!
My pussy clenched. I don't like that. I feel like it was.
I do.
Very painful.
Is like,
what?
But you gotta like, you put lube on his or her wrist, and you just twist it really fast, and like that might, you know, do something with your heart.
That's the type of shit.
Can we spell aristy first before niggas start thinking that it's W-R-I-S-T?
It is.
It is. Oh, aristy. Oh, is it like a spin cycle with the wrist?
That's what I'm saying. What
like on the dick?
I mean, you just, but instead of the dick, it's the wrist. So look at the flick of the wrist, you feel me?
So you're over
inside.
Here.
Inside. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's sexual.
Is that what it is?
No.
Damn.
It is the Australian term. Did you hit it, Matt? Oh, okay. It's the Australian term for a blowjob.
Wristy is a blowjob?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Because when you get that two-wrist combo with the
Oh, so the Australians already know what to do. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. So
they've been did this.
Nigga need to go down.
If you wanted to come up with a term to describe getting a blowjob, what would be the first thing you thought?
Top. You talking about original?
Not already said, though.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Like,
I call it. I'm gonna roll again. Sometimes I be stretching. I be call it the Whoppington.
The Whoppington.
The Whoppington.
Who whopped on your dick? That's what my.
Who whopped on your dick?
You called it the Whoppington.
The Whoppington. You feel me?
The Whoppington.
What about you, man?
I call it the Whoppington too. To be honest,
he seconds the Whoppington. Now everybody has to have their own. What would you call it off top?
Well, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Oh yeah, because you remember from the last show, Maggie don't like head. Remember?
That's
Maggie.
You brought that disturbing news.
I don't know.
Are we
bring
children?
That back.
We were children that episode. I don't know, but we accepted it because not everyone likes everything.
Y'all accepted it. Y'all better than me.
Y'all. I mean, that's my homie.
I mean, everybody got their kinks. Everybody got their kinks. Maybe he don't like. Maybe he likes somebody to eat his ass. That's the thing. Do you like somebody to eat your ass?
Excuse me.
Is that a thing?
See, hey, look here, please. I am an African man. That eating ass thing is disgusting. I will never in my God-given life ever eat nyash. Nyash? Yo, do you realize, like... I be taking...
Mac.
Come on, son.
What?
Mac.
You've never had the joy of a girl licking a gooch?
Yeah,
Gooch life.
She's saying
Gooch.
You've never had...
No.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Look, that's one
thing.
You know what I do. This is with, like, leash.
I've done enough.
So. Hey. What? Oh,
it's lit.
I've never had a girl.
Since we have a new person.
Hey.
How are you?
What's your kinks?
Are we speaking, like, on the internet or in person?
In life, in general.
I'm the kind of person that I just do whatever, and I do anything one time, pretty much, except
eat. You've done anal before?
I have.
Was it painful? Is it something you continue to do?
I mean, I did it without lube. I don't know how I did it.
Was it spit? Jesus, or you just said, let's do it and see what happens.
Let's do it and see what happens. And I mean, it worked out. But
what? You enjoyed it?
How?
I mean, it wasn't my thing, but it worked out.
It didn't work out.
I have a very high pain tolerance. So, you know.
You got tattoos?
It might have worked out.
I have 10.
Hey.
And I've had my nipple spears before and my belly button. Yeah, I'm good with pain.
All right. Niggas on the podcast started taking it out. Like, can you keep on the mic real quick?
Relax. Oh, hey. Niggas gonna drop the blunt. Come on.
They gonna burn down the studio, yeah.
I don't even smoke and I'm disappointed. Oh. But as far as my kinks, yeah, like I really like to try anything once.
Damn, a little bit. Wait, why is she missing a good blunt?
When it comes to porn, I'm a fan of a lot of shit.
I was going
to
ask, what will you search on Pornhub? Is Pornhub your favorite? I think actually, Pornhub's my favorite. A little bit of X videos.
You know, my thing.
Spank Bank for me.
So X videos.
Yo, honestly,
that sounds
honestly,
like something.
All right, your clips are like 5 minutes long.
Yeah, like what are those?
Spank Banks, you could get a fucking movie.
Like, after searching for like an hour and a half. Like, put them in like a year with him. Just watch it on the side. That's because he had it bookmarked. Okay.
Like,
I mean, niggas. I'm a man. I watch
porn. I don't
okay,
know what it is.
For porn, for me, I don't know. For me, I like watching like amateur shit, like things that are closely related to something that I would actually do. Or I like watching bukkake videos, and I think that
what is bukkake?
Hold
on.
Wait, you don't know what bukkake is?
Yo, I'm at a loss. I'm really just
I've watched bukkake videos though.
Bukkake videos are like, it's like one woman with
or man
with however many men women that they may choose. Obviously, I like watching one woman with however
like
many
guys.
I was never one for
however many.
It's however many. It's an unlimited amount.
Is it a gangbang? Can we just call it a gangbang?
Not really.
Because they don't be fucking. Because
they don't fuck. It's one girl in the middle of a circle of niggas.
Some of them circle jerking? Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. For me, I don't know what it is, but like,
it could be the thrill of watching them watch them.
That, and then because I also like cuckold videos. So like watching somebody's partner get fucked by somebody else.
So you like voyeur videos?
But don't let that shit happen to me, because then everything getting lit up. But like.
So you saying you wouldn't do a threesome with somebody just your boyfriend just watching?
That shit ain't
yeah, like just if
that would be a great fantasy.
That's what I'm saying. Like my fantasies don't necessarily play out into my real life. That's why they're called fantasies for me.
No, for sure.
Well, with a husband one day,
with my husband and me. but
that's why you my husband.
Yeah, I like a lot of stuff. I just like trying everything once. I'm pretty adventurous, I would say. I'm an exhibitionist, and I'm also like into BDSM
so you
and shit.
Like,
you're running to yo, say your gram
sis.
Again right now.
Wow,
say your gram again. I know niggas like, yo, what did she say her name?
Ow, she's leaving me hanging, but I still want my finger. Thanks.
Oh, sorry, sweetie. No, don't touch me. Yeah.
I'm a BDSM person. I'm more softcore. I'm not a lot of whips and
see, that's the thing. I'm into pain, so like getting pain inflicted on me and stuff like that.
I'm more so into being like dominant.
I like both.
Subordinate
I like both. So it's like, you
niggas
know, you have to
quiet.
Yeah, niggas in the
you have
right
to know you have to know I'm what watching. You like and get and you know, in the moment get what you like if it's obviously consensual cuz you feel me.
Uh-huh.
But also like giving somebody else what they like. I like to be submissive because I like to have my partner, you know, get what they want.
Exactly.
But nigga, I also want what I want.
So I like, still okay, so my thing is I like to please my partner, but I still want mine. That's what
yeah.
Mean.
And like, I'll get it. Like, and if I don't, then I mean, first one, next 15.
Do you suck dick?
You feel me? Do I suck dick? I mean, is my name Kristen? You feel me? do I suck dick? Yes, I do.
She's like, is my name Kristen? Was I born on planet Earth? Like,
yes, I do. It's something I enjoy.
Interesting. So any girl action? You'd ever tried the other side or anything?
Okay,
like that?
So no. The most I've ever done was kiss a girl. I have been.
And it was really scary.
Well, I mean, not for me, because
it was like random spandom in the club.
Oh no,
and
no,
I was
no!
Drunk,
I kissed
I said,
two of my friends, and I mean, it was what it was. And
oh, you did it with your friend?
Yeah, I did. And
kisses isn't made out or kisses?
Yeah, like
kiss
an,
isn't
like a no,
yeah,
like
no, none of
like
that
a make out.
Like,
no,
yeah,
no,
like if I were to kiss a nigga that I was interested in.
So tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, like especially if I was drunk, so it was.
I was completely sober and drunk also, but both like it happened more
times.
Than one. Yeah.
Okay.
Because so,
I was about to ask. That,
yeah.
That.
I don't know.
Mac,
how
you see Mad? You're not getting no conversation, in, so let me come back to you.
No, I'm chilling.
Mac.
She's new.
Mac,
they already know
you
who
eat
I
pussy?
Am. Do I eat pussy?
Don't be. A
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, I do. But she gotta be.
Yeah, I do.
The way he sang it.
She gotta be. It's only like Bay that's getting her pussy, not just random schmandom.
Okay, so I feel like, what if it's like somebody that? Oh, I would assume that if you're like speaking to them for like an extended period of time, yeah, then
bae.
That would be Bay.
That's Bay.
Okay.
I didn't say my girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay, so it could be the casual hookup that that's, you've been hooking up with in the past.
If I trust her enough, yeah.
If you okay, so here's my thing. What do you mean by if you trust her enough?
Like if we have that type of relationship, like I said, I'm only like if we're talking, I'll eat your pussy.
Okay,
but if not, if we're friends with benefits, nah.
Wait, what's the difference?
You're wildin'. Don't let me.
What's
have
the
my
wait? What's the yeah? Wait. What's the difference? If you're talking.
Friends with
you're
benefits.
Not claiming each other, but you're still fucking.
Yeah, but
friends with benefits, my, not, you're not claiming each other, but you're still fucking.
I'm not taking my friends with benefits out on dates and paying for it. If we're talking, I'm probably paying for the date.
You're not taking your friends with benefits.
So no. you have
she's
a
my friend.
So you
that
have
enough.
But I mean,
money.
To go out.
So you're.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
So then I'm assuming that you're fucking your. So I'm assuming that you're fucking your friends with benefits with a condom.
Of course. Because
if you're not, then.
Well, I fuck every girl with a condom, unless she's my wife.
Okay, so.
But then I asked him, what if she's allergic last time? I don't remember what your answer was.
Yeah, what if she's allergic to condoms?
Are we going to find a condom that she's not allergic to? Or we're not having sex?
Wait.
We're not having sex. Take it back.
She'd leave. She probably gets me like, all right.
Okay. So you have enough. So you're like trustworthy enough to like fuck her, but not.
With a condom.
But eat her pussy.
Bay.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Bay. I said bay. If we're talking for an extended period of time, and you feel me, we go out on dates.
So if you're fucking somebody for an extended period of time, like, you can't eat their...
It's not that I can't. It's that I most likely
can't. It's not that I can't.
The pussy gotta be really good for me to be eating her pussy one. Like, I'm not just eating some trash.
For
like,
sure.
If she's trash in bed, I'm definitely not eating it.
Of course. No, I mean, because then you wouldn't even expect.
There's
nothing. So here's the thing.
What happens to the snack?
There's nothing for me to eat.
He was over here. I'm a full course. I'm a man.
I'm very annoyed.
Mitch, I'm barely tasting lettuce.
It's barely the appetizer.
You never got recall on that.
I'm very annoyed.
Chicken got no sauce on it, no seasoning. You want me to taste this? Come on,
man.
You're disrespectful.
Come on, man.
Coming in my house with that.
Come on, man.
Bugging.
Come on, man. What are you saying?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
No, I didn't.
Like, the way that you guys spoke about her pussy, right? Like, maybe she was feeling the same way about your dick. Maybe your dick isn't special.
That's fine. I'm not mad at her for that.
Okay, so what if...
She has every right to feel that way.
Okay, so what if
you're going to be mad? So you're not going to be mad that she don't give you head, right?
No. I mean, I don't get... I don't see why niggas gotta get mad.
That's what I'm saying.
Because niggas do.
Niggas, some niggas...
I would never...
Hey, they'll turn into a 10-year-old in minutes. Like, in seconds. Like, I thought we were out of high school situation.
Oh, I thought so, too.
Throw that at y'all
I thought
like
so,
that?
Too.
No, like, no.
Honestly, I'm sorry. I really apologize for males who actually act like that. Like, really. Because it's like
thirsty for head.
Thirsty for
and
head.
I was going to give it to...
Yeah,
what? It was...
Half the time when they be really thirsty for head, they probably going to get it. But, and then they be just extra thirsty, like... Oh, you're not gonna suck my dick?
There's no
oh, nigga, now I'm never gonna suck it.
Dick, now I'm not touching. You stink. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. I'm no mean.
Right, so Uber's outside. Niggas, lock your door.
This is a PSA for all you niggas, man. Stop being thirsty for head. Like, she's probably gonna give you head anyway.
She's most likely gonna give you head. Nine times out of that point
right.
ten.
Like, most times
that 10.0.
I'm just saying,
like,
I looked at the
out.
Email today. This subject was not on the schedule.
It was not because... Got the handy dandy notebook.
Hey. What's the sketch? It was about something other than sex.
Sex was nowhere near.
No. I only put a couple on there today because.
Damn. Because you bought the notebook.
Because you brought the notebook.
Yes.
Look, I had to start it off. I don't even know how that conversation started. Brace if you're nasty. Mm.
Yeah, brace if you're nasty.
Just y'all don't even know why I'm nasty.
Oh,
why are you? That's why I was asking. Why is your professional name?
Well, no, now we know.
My professional name.
Well, the whole time. I guess
we got just know.
My professional name is Briss. If you nasty, because if you know, you know.
Like I said,
that's
now we know.
Now we know. Yeah, we get it.
But I'm not mad at you for the bukkake thing, though. Like, that shit is not. It's porn. It is what it is.
Like, and it's crazy because I haven't even been watching porn. I know my sister watches midget porn. See, I can't do that.
I've watched it.
My nigga, if you come up to my knee, like, I can't. But if you come up to my knee, I can't do it.
Dick, son. I would really be thinking to myself, like,
but it has to be different. It has to be
like, could I do that?
Could I do that?
It has to be different for men and women because for me, like, if your dick is that size, if the size
of your dick is bigger than anything. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, time out, that's what I'm saying.
It's bigger than their whole body.
That'd be fucking the bigger ladies, like the regular size ladies, they usually have, like,
but if I throw it back and you catapult into the
this guy Mackie's crazy, that don't mean shit though, don't be
pause worthy.
If you throw it back and I catapult you into the wall, then it's like my girl is over. Whoa.
Me and Mack was on the same page.
The thrill is over.
The thrill is over.
What am I like?
Yo. What is going on? All I heard was, if I catapult you into the
wall.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's why I don't come on.
I realized we were still on midgets. And I realized... The image immediately came in my head.
Could you imagine you just throwing it back and then the midget just poom into the wall?
But why would you do that to a midget?
Yeah, you know, obviously.
Because if you came to play, you going to play everything. So if you want...
What if you just like
came to play?
So I'm just going to have you on... My nigga, so I'm just going to have put you on beginner level and not expert? Like, you can't... You were speaking like you was an expert and you going to come on beginner? Like, I'm not going to do that shit. That's why.
You can't blame him. It was his first time. He didn't know he was an expert.
That's stupid. If you're going to speak like a beginner, then you could get... Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeesh. And we know why she's your nasty. If you're nasty.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm really cool.
Are you
really,
the type?
Really holy.
Just talk to me and you'll get to...
Listen, let's get into the thing. So, we get into What's the Strain. That's the part. How much time went by?
Uh-oh.
We get into What's the Strain. That's the part of the segment. That's the segment of the episode where we talk about who rolled it, what we rolled it in, what we're smoking on, how we're feeling, and so who rolled?
We can't get the deer park in. Anyway,
who rolled?
Did I roll?
Yes,
I rolled. Right, you know
I tried to go cross-eyed, but it wasn't really working out for
me. Yo, you know what it is, yo. You know what we rolled up, man. We rolled up some fat, dank, some skank shit. You feel me?
What's
some
the name of it?
Gangster. She said so.
Some.
What's the name of it?
This is called Tahoe OG from who? Med Station.
What's poppin'? Mm. Y'all rolled up some of your weed, man. I want you to know. I'm fried.
It ain't Med Station if it ain't in the jar.
Fried. You heard me. I'm fried. Shout out to Med Station.
Yeah, rolled it up in the backwood. A hemp rolly, grape, word. High hemp.
Shout out to the paper fans, man. Shout out to the organic fans, man.
And then I got one joint paper left for Mac. Since he dies if you know he smokes tobacco or whatever.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
So,
Mac is an avid put the blunt down movement.
Oh, yes, I am the player president.
Good night.
I'm the put
Did you guys
down the blunt movement.
You sure?
We're actually protesting soon.
Shut up.
Say protesting. Once.
Where's the once. Rally gonna be at? Once. I didn't even hear about
it's
that.
A lot of weed, man.
Niggas
weed.
Are stupid. If you smoke, you smoke. I'm just kidding. I don't even smoke.
I mean, I ain't gonna be like stupid. You feel me? Like my boy, you know what I'm saying? If he invite me over, like, yo, we got a scythe.
Not me.
And then niggas passing blunts.
So you gonna boycott if they bring out a blunt?
I'm not gonna boycott. I said I'm gonna hit the blunt.
Okay, so it's just him.
I
just
him.
Yeah, okay.
Maggie will boycott the blunt. I will.
He'd be like,
I'm straight up.
He'd rather be so.
I turned 25 in 2019, and if I break my no smoking thing and I bring out a blunt, you not smoking it with me?
I'm gonna have to get papers.
Okay, so then I'll just kick you out of my house. Okay.
Oh, buddy, you're not. He's still there with you. He's still there with you. That's crazy.
I said I'll bring the papers.
She's like she said,
you're
no,
done.
You got to smoke.
Your time is done. That's what she said.
Right, because you could be on your social justice shit at home.
Like, right.
At home. So now, if I smoke that blunt with you and I have a heart attack, Well, what's gonna happen?
Because you lived for a good time and not a long time.
That's crazy.
I'm just kidding. Yo, well, I'm just
one
kidding.
Time some Drake lyrics
I'm just
did not
kidding.
Work out for the best. That's crazy.
I'm just kidding. I respect what you're doing. If you really don't fuck with blunts, like
nah,
that.
Yeah, I can't. It's honestly just the nicotine.
I'm trying to get off blunts
and
myself.
Tobacco, like I can't have that shit in my. I'm really trying to move towards like having a cleaner.
Organic like, smoking sessions.
Even diet. Like even though I've been like bullshitting in the past. Diet smoking.
Diet?
Even though I've moved, like I've been like eating shitty the past couple of days, and it's been like fucking me over. I've like tried to eliminate cheese. I've eliminated red meat.
Me too.
So I only eat like chicken and shit like that. Like that's it. And fish. Yeah, salmon. Of course, that's the best. But yeah, like I've been trying to remove all that. Because it's just not, like, first of all, the shit is processed. Even though the chicken is processed, too. But it's like, my mom be buying the chicken from the halal chicken.
That's the clean one.
That's the clean one.
That's the blessed one, right?
Yeah. Like that. That shit that tastes mwebeke, mm-hmm. My nigga. Damn.
Wait, what was the question?
It wasn't about my halal
just,
chicken.
Yeah, no, it's just a conversation.
You know what?
I'm so sorry. We go off on tangents.
Not at all. That's
what,
like,
wait. Oh, so actually, there's something, since, like, we're on this social justice shit, there's something I saw on here that I've been, like, talking about for, like, the past couple of days, but the Santoya Brown
thing. That was on the list.
Yeah. So, first of all, I didn't know she's, like, 30.
Yeah. This happened in the 90s.
In 04.
Oh, I thought it was a like,
she, late I thought it was the 90s as well.
She's been 90s. In jail since 04.
And she was 16 when
and
she got arrested.
She was 16 when she got arrested. She's 30
so
now.
So now, wait. She got to serve another
51.
Another 51 years. Oh, and she already served at least like 15, 20.
Just appealing it, though. That's what she's been doing. She's been appealing since.
Oh, no.
And the Supreme Court of Tennessee just said that she has to serve 51 years.
That's ridiculous.
So she can't even, she's not eligible for
51
parole.
Plus or 51?
51 probably.
Years from then.
51 years from today or from last week.
Oh,
51
shit.
Years plus the 15 to 20 that she already served.
It might hit rough.
And mind you, if for those who haven't listened, like, the reason why she's even in jail is because she killed somebody who was sexually assaulting or raping her, right?
I thought
she kidnapped her.
No, she was, I'm sorry, I literally lost where I was at.
I don't know. I thought she was kidnapped.
Oh, I didn't know she was kidnapped. I just thought that she was raped.
No, so she, like at 2, her mother gave her up for adoption, right? And then she was like as a sex slave in the area.
Ooh.
This guy finally got a hold of her, or he'd been like on the list for weeks, and he finally got a hold of her. He said, "You know what? I'll pay you to have sex with me." Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to do it anymore. She was trying to get over that life, and he was becoming aggressive and like, you know, heavy petting and things like that that she didn't like. And when she said no, I guess he started wilding out, and she defended herself and killed him. But they're not calling it self defense. Because they're calling it murder.
Why?
Because she's a minority.
My thing is,
because there was
that's clear-cut self-defense. You're being held as a sex slave.
It's a white man. And it's a minority.
What state is this?
Tennessee.
Hello.
See?
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy that he owns an island, and they call this island Orgy Island. That's the name of the island. Orgy Island. So he would fly.
They got flights out there? Like, niggas can fly out
my
there?
My nigga, he would fly.
We got an airport.
He would fly
landing
people out
on
there.
Orgy lanes, bro. That's crazy.
Welcome to the island.
Orgy lanes has just opened up for departure. Please make sure you make it to your seat. Like, goddamn. Like,
so, like, he would fly people, like, rich people out there to have sex with, underage women. And guess how much time he got in jail?
What, 2 years?
13 months. And half of that shit he spent in it. First of all, he was at the office every single day while he was in jail, which is like crazy.
And when
he went to jail, he was in a separate section away from everybody in the jail.
His jail was on Orgy Island. Do you understand that? Like, they locked him up on Orgy Island, in Orgy Jail,
my dude.
Right? Orgy Penitentiary. They locked him up.
Did he still get to have his orgies?
Most likely. He had his own cell. He had his own cell. He made it out.
He's a billionaire.
He had a single. He had a single.
He's a billionaire, though. He's a billionaire. Remember, what's his name? Brock Turner?
The guy who raped
The guy, no, the guy who owns Orgy Island is a billionaire.
Orgy Island.
But do you guys remember Brock Turner?
Yeah.
I remember the subway guy.
The Brock Turner was a swimmer from Stanford, right?
Oh, the dude, Stanford, no, Oklahoma. The rapist, the one that raped the girl behind the dumpster.
He raped and sodomized.
Ugh, I remember that.
He got 6 months and only did 3. Centoria Brown is doing 51 years because she...
No, she's doing like 70 altogether. She's done, what, 15?
That's ridiculous.
Since 2004, so like 16.
About to be, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
15, 16?
About to be 15. About to be 15 because 20.
I think 15. She's in her 30s now.
Right? Yo, she's 30. She turned 30 this year.
Mm-hmm. That shit whacking, yo.
Damn, Mac, you hurt.
Nah, I'm feeling great. My eyes are good.
Nah, you good, bro. He's on my eyes good. Just being in here. You don't get it. Look, Rich. Rich's like.
No. But did you hear about Alejandra?
What'd you say?
Alejandra is another female in the news lately that's being persecuted by our dear government. I need water. I got no Bev.
Damn.
I left my Bev in the car. It was supposed to remind me.
Damn.
Actually, I didn't get
because
that job.
Because when you went to go out, I think they showed
it,
up.
And I was like,
so
oh.
I was like, damn.
All right. So she's an activist for feminine reproductive rights as well as immigration. And they deported her on Wednesday. An Arizona judge ordered her to be deported, but she could appeal it. There's a petition going around Arizona right now. But she's been like a big voice against Donald Trump and the, what did they do?
Oh, so she's an undocumented?
I guess she's undocumented. I was like wondering, how could she be undocumented? She's been all around the U.S. spreading these.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you get deported, I would assume that you were undocumented.
ICE won't, like, come after you.
Or they can take your citizenship. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe she was a citizen, and they said, okay, well, you can go back.
That's some crazy shit. That's crazy.
Nah, once you're a U.S. citizen, you're a U.S. citizen.
No.
They can't really take it away.
Can they?
They can't take that away from you. They can deport you if you're like...
I feel like I've seen an SVU episode where somebody got kicked out the country.
They had green cards. Probably.
What if they have dual citizenship?
I have dual citizenship.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's a fun fact I don't know about.
Dum-dum.
Oh, you never... Oh, yeah.
I need a soundboard. Season 3, guys. Season 3.
All of us. Yeah.
Okay.
I can go to Nigeria and, like, I'm a Nigerian. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean I'm not American.
So if you go to Nigeria and you live in Nigeria and you do a crime in Nigeria, you can't get deported to the United States.
I mean, that's on what's that word?
Extradition
treaties between countries. Mm-hmm. You know, certain countries, like, if I do a crime in America and I go to, like, Croatia, Croatia won't extradite me to America for my crimes. Depending
Why?
On how bad the crime. Because they have no extradition treaty with America.
Damn. So if you get, if you have a crime that you did in Croatia, you have to stay in Croatia.
For sure.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because I think I know
anywhere foreign.
Really? So if like you do a crime in like Guatemala,
like if you do a crime in Mexico, they could keep
Guatemala and whatever your sentence is.
Yes, 100%.
Unless America like makes a deal with them to do your sentence here. Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's a story of a college kid who went to, I think, where was it? Damn, I had this shit too. It was either China or France. He took a painting or some shit and put it in a room. Like, just on some dumb college kid shit. And he's locked up. Right now, I think. And still in their prison. And that
good head plus would be nice. And I'm not going to turn it down because she, like, I don't know, because I don't feel it. Or I want to be in her pussy at the moment. If she's like, yo, I'm going to suck your dick. I'm like, bet, I'm getting pussy later. But as of right now, yes, your mouth would be highly acceptable. I would appreciate it.
Foreplay is a waste of time.
Hey, man, right. Listen.
I'm most likely like if I'm getting my dick sucked, it's mainly because I'm soft and it's time to get me hard. You feel me? But
it's
if I'm,
time.
But if I'm like,
it's
if I'm,
time to get if, me hard. I gotta quote that.
It's time to get me hard.
It's time to get, time me, to hard. Get me hard.
Say that to somebody. You know, like
but
king.
If I'm already hard, I don't really need you whopping me. I'm sorry. I'd rather be in your vagina.
I think if you said, can you give me a Whoppington, I think I would really stop.
I wouldn't say that
well,
to
well,
a
yeah,
girl.
You can't
oh,
just be like,
crazy.
You can't be like, yo, hook me up with the Whoppington real quick. I'm like,
hook me up
you
with
hungry,
the-
nigga? BK?
Hook me up
with the big Whop.
Hook me up.
Yo.
Hook me up. Yo, hey, yo, hook me up with the big Whop.
But the big Whop.
Oh, I don't want the Whop Junior neither.
I want the extra Whop with cheese.
With cheese.
Hook me up with the Whop. So imagine good. Somebody said that to you.
That's hook so me real. Up with the Whop.
Hook me up with the Whop.
Do that you guys fatty. Use Airbnb a lot?
That fatty.
Yeah, what? What?
You guys use Airbnb a lot?
Yeah, when I travel.
Yeah, when I travel.
Yeah. I use it because I don't like to drive all the way back up to my house when I know I have to go to events and stuff at night. But, bro.
So
Airbnb?
I usually only use it for the night.
Travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Travel.
Where do you normally, like, in the city and stuff like that?
No, out here. Okay. Oh, okay. So, what? Okay.
You're talking about Airbnbs?
Airbnbs. Have you guys traveled? Like, can you guys tell me some places you've traveled?
D.C.?
Yeah, I went to D.C. But we didn't stay at Airbnb. Stayed at the Hyatt.
Word.
Hyatt Regional.
I recently stayed in Florida in a Airbnb. It was a super nice Airbnb, too.
Sam, I was in Miami.
Are niggas going to Miami in March?
Hell no.
I don't
what
know if I'm going to do it this year, bro.
I did it one year.
You going this year? He said, bro, I'm going.
I did it March
2016. Get out of here. I hate having y'all as friends. having two friends that just be like this almost, and you just that middle nigga, and you gotta be like, all right, I got you, and then, I got you. It's like I'm constantly doing this. I'm gonna die hanging with y'all niggas, bro.
What do you mean?
Because, bro, like I have
like
a homie
two
who
friends
just,
on opposite sides of yeah. your friendship spectrum, and then you
but
gotta be
friends.
The one
but
to
those
bring
two
them
friends
together.
Are friends.
Yeah, but it's like we're all friends as a collective,
but
right?
But yeah, by way of.
But as way of life, yeah, lifestyle. Y'all niggas are like this almost, bro, like. The I'm shit I would, like, I could hang with you and do, and, like, with Shaq, it's, like, almost, it's not completely different, but it's different enough where I'm, like, damn, I gotta, like, I'm kind of, like, doing this, bro. I'm doing, like, a little, like, I'm curving back and forth, like, yo, I got you.
No, nigga, come to Miami. I don't want to hear none of
that
shit.
That's crazy, bro. I went there last year with Shaq, and
yeah,
I'm, like, yo, that shit.
But look who you went with.
See, it's what I mean.
It's just a lot. Exactly. When I went, it was a lot. And I went in March 2016. And it wasn't even as bad as last year or this year.
Yeah, but
and
I'm not going to...
When I went.
It was
I'm,
a
and
lot.
I was a senior in college.
To be honest with you, I'm not going to Miami for, like, the spring break.
And you're going in March.
I said I'm not going, like, to go to the beach because I hate going to
the beach.
Are
you going to the restaurant? Are you going to the skate park?
Are you going
like,
to Miami?
Where are you
listen,
going?
I'm going to Miami.
For why? Are you recording?
Because,
are you doing business?
Because
we got to get a video out there.
We
got
to
get a video.
Definitely shooting a video out there. But, like, I'm going to Miami because that's when the tickets are, like, $100.
But the thing is...
For that week.
But the thing is, the person that's going to sell you the tickets for $100 that week is also going to be a party promoter who's going to be the eye.
It's
come to my event on the...
No.
Like,
on the,
come
on.
On
the cheap
I don't go to parties.
Yeah, but you got to meet me. But you got to meet me on South Beach on the 3rd Ave beach stop.
I
like,
don't
come
go
on.
To parties.
Come on.
So I'm not going.
You're lucky KOD shutting down because you're going to
no.
be up in somebody's strip club.
I
didn't know they were shutting down.
I wanted
down.
To go to
why?
KOD. That was where I wanted to go.
They're just closing it?
Yeah, it's closing.
What?
But there's like another.
So why couldn't you go? Why couldn't you go to Orlando or Tallahassee or Jackson?
Because I've been to Orlando.
I'm not going
Orlando.
To see T-Pain. Orlando, I'm not going. I'm
so,
not
going so you, Orlando, so, you so you need to go to Miami for some palm trees and a nice beach.
Miami's nice.
So yeah, what are you going to Miami for?
Because I
want to
go to
during in
to
March.
Miami.
You couldn't go in February.
Because it's $100 tickets. That's why. That's
I'm
why not, I just said
nah,
that.
Nah, because he really trying to buy. <Like, laughs>
it's $100 ticket.
You gonna go on March 31st?
It's not $100.
He said he wants the cheaper flight, and for that flight. It's cheaper than
Dean, do you think he's not gonna you he's
of
not
going? Of course
we're
gonna duck. Okay. Even if he says no, that okay. Niggas are gonna be like, bro, you hopping in this car or not? Cause we out.
He's gonna be the one to plan it.
Oh, alright.
Cause he's gonna be the one.
I'm definitely gonna have my own car out there, for sure. I'm definitely
gonna. I don't know. I don't see the point of having two cars, to be honest. There's no reason to have two cars.
Because I never want to go anywhere.
At least you think he's gonna be in a festival.
You think Shaq's coming? Oh, Shaq's coming?
Ooh. Shaq is definitely going. Wait, but I'm not going with them.
Because I'm looking at because Matt claims that he's going down to Miami during spring break, peak weeks.
I gotta pick the best.
And just do business and not fall into the trap of party.
You're gonna party. You're in Miami.
I'm not saying I won't party, but I'm just saying if I go to a party, it's mainly because I have my own way of leaving. So when I am tired and I want to leave, I
shut
will
up. Leave. Nigga, we ride as a collective.
Getting left as a collective.
Fuck out of here. This nigga's talking about going to Miami and not being out with the homies. Like, nigga, let me get some light in this bitch. Oh, how you about God. To tell me you not this coming out
this nigga's on air.
I'm talking
about, let me get some light.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
I'm dead. Do you guys use dispensaries if you go to like California or places that have
other spots? Yes, I've used dispensaries.
Never been.
If it's legal. If it's legal there.
Best stuff is illegal. Hello.
Dispensaries are illegal?
No, I said the best stuff is illegal.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to a dispensary. I want to go.
You've never been to a
Colorado, excuse me.
What dispensaries have you been to, Leaf?
Colorado.
No.
Med station. I don't know. But other than that, I haven't even gone to California or Colorado. That's on my bucket list in my life.
Same.
Like, either to live there for a little bit.
And Seattle.
Or to
you
want to
go to Seattle?
Or to go, just visit.
They smoke weed up there too, bro. Mm-hmm. On rainy days.
On rainy days.
That's the best time to get high.
Colorado, exactly, bro. You still can't smoke that shit, like,
yes, you
outside.
Well, you could. In Colorado? You can't smoke it outside anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the point of even saying, yo, my shit's legal, I have to smoke it?
If I have an Airbnb.
Legalize that shit to a point where it's like a cigarette almost.
It's not the same.
Why not?
Because niggas can catch contact high, my nigga. And I bet you in Colorado they have places.
They gotta be smoker sections, though. At least.
That's
minimum.
What I'm saying. They probably have like bars or places set up where you can smoke weed in this place. Like you're allowed to. Just like they will have, I'm
they
sure,
do.
In Jersey.
They do. That's but this place is, bro, I want places, man. I want to be out on the strip.
No. Or get an Airbnb and nice smoke split. That shit in your backyard.
Like, that's what I do.
Come on, so it's the same
thing. I was
one
a little more. I'm sorry.
It's,
I always want
same,
a little
it's
more.
It's the same thing on why they say you can't walk outside and drink. You feel me? Like, come on, son.
I can't put a brown bag around my blunt.
That's.
Wait.
Like y'all really stretching it. Imagine like y'all really stretching it.
Oh my God.
I gave it brown bag my shit.
Can't even.
Bad.
The quotables.
It's not legal. That is not legal.
Fuck out of here. Nigga said a brown paper bag. Brown paper bag.
He said, you remember that?
That shit was hard.
Shut up.
That was my shit. Shout out to DJ Khaled.
You know.
Leash.
We the best.
Yo, nobody ever asked Leash no questions when we be on here. Yo, Leash, what's good with you, yo?
What's
good with you, yo? We be the ones getting interrogated and shit.
What's
good with Leash?
Life's pretty grand. Life's grand. I'm going to an event tonight. Supposedly, I'm debating. Because, like I said, I don't have nowhere to be staying down here, and I be sitting here like, all right, so it starts today.
Down here?
Like, in Pat. Okay, so I live in the Poconos. I don't live around here anymore. So, if I'm trying to go to events around here, I have to literally
like find a spot for the night type.
No, like I'll wait in the parking lot here and just be like, hey.
Shit.
So I'm like, I don't want to do that. I wanted to go to sleep really quick before I went to this thing. I don't feel like paying Matt Buku bucks, and since it's last minute, it's like no cheap places available.
Why don't you find Red Roof Inn be cheap at night? Not gonna lie.
Red Roof? I'm not
trying to
pay more.
Trying to put her into the prostitute lounge.
That's not all of them.
I'm not trying to pay more than 40 bucks.
That's probably motel 40
bucks for a spot.
That's motel
40
for
the night. What are you trying to do, for the night?
I'm just going to sleep here. I'm not trying to, because I'm trying to get drunk at this party thingy.
You trying to stay for a night, like overnight?
That's what I'm saying.
Bucks?
Max your spend is like 60.
Yeah, I was about to 40. Say the 40 most.
40 not it. 40 gonna get you maybe.
I wouldn't
a couple
even
hours.
Say that she wouldn't even have to sleep, because by the time the shit's over, it's gonna be what time?
Like midnight.
Oh, damn. I was going to say, if it was like 2, 3 o'clock, you just wait out those 2-3 out, like those 2 hours, and you're going to just get a train back.
Oh, you
drive? She drives.
No, I drive.
You don't drive?
No, I drive. And it's in Jersey, so I wouldn't have to go anywhere crazy.
Oh, damn.
It's like Nutley.
That's like down the street.
You're just like, damn.
But Yeah, the most you'll drop is like 60.
You better get in coordination with the people who are throwing the event. Mm-hmm. Because that would save a lot of money probably if you fuck with them enough to like just coordinate. I don't even know them like that. I'm trying to give you sound advice.
Please, the max you're going to drop is like 60.
I'm not trying to stay in a motel. I'm 60 to stay like on a bed.
No, but like also I'm saying Red Roof Inn, right? It's like $60 and the rooms are like really nice. I'm not going to lie. Look it up.
Lisa, look it up.
I stayed there when I was
in... Experience.
I stayed there when I was in North Carolina. And that shit... By the way, I want to say big fuck you to Greyhound, Bolt Bus, all you motherfuckers. If you were as a staff record label and as a motherfucking crew, and if you fuck with Greyhound, fuck you too. Megabus, fuck you too. NJ Transit, fuck you too.
So the views of Mac do not reflect the rest of the people who are here.
Because niggas is going to get a fucking Greyhound sponsorship. Fuck Greyhound.
I never heard somebody try to stop their bag.
This is crazy. All these sponsorships just going out the window. Everybody's just like, hey,
air it out. Nah, fuck Greyhound, man. They did me dirty.
What'd they do to you?
I went to North Carolina. When I was going down there, my first bus was supposed to be at 3. She didn't come till 6. So if you know anything, if you know how to get to North Carolina by bus, that means you got to take 2 buses because not one bus goes straight down there. So I took one bus to Virginia. I got to Virginia at 12 o'clock at night, right? Mm-hmm. I had to wait till 6 o'clock for the bus to come because we missed our connecting bus because the first bus came 3 hours late.
Too many buses.
Mad Why buses. You got so many buses? That was
your first mistake.
Exactly. So what did I do? When I was coming back up and leaving, I'm at the train station, or at the bus station, bus terminal, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the bus. Bus supposed to be there at 10:30. Looking at the time, it's around 11 o'clock. Oh, this bus late. I asked the dude, oh, yo, where's the bus at? Oh, yeah, the bus is in Charlotte. I'm in Durham.
Greyhound?
Greyhound. Man. That's 3 hours away from me, and it's already 3 hours late. It's 12 o'clock, so what did I have to do? I called up my good guys at Red Roof Inn.
My good guys. Good, you know, they know me by name now.
Red Roof Inn.
So many called times them up, I've gotten rooms.
And I asked them for a room. They gave me a nice room, nice sheets.
Nice.
Bed was nice. TV was nice. Shower nice. It was clean.
It was clean.
Slept like a baby. Mm-hmm. What? How long did I sleep?
Yeah. How long did you stay?
I slept. I was there. I got there around 12. And I was there till the next morning. So
Overnight.
How
much was overnight?
$55.
But that's mad.
That's what I'm saying. And it was nice. Like, if you look up the pictures of the
Where's spot, it at? Where's it at? Is it around Nutley?
Red Roof Inn be around. It's around.
He said be around. So I don't know. It's any not New really Jersey, around like, here in New Jersey.
No, there are in New Jersey.
Elizabeth.
That's like far.
Nah, I know, but I'm just saying. I think I should go
back. I'm going to have to just.
You can still go. I feel like
there's one in Parsippany.
It starts kind of late.
What time does it start at?
7.
And it ends at midnight, you said?
Yeah.
You have time to coordinate if you're really bad about it. You gotta start right now, sis.
The way these funds looking, I'm like looking like, is it worth it to drop $60?
Nah, look at this room.
Where is it? Okay, but is it in Jersey?
Yeah.
All right, but show me the location.
The closest one was like in Parsippany.
No, the closest Parsippany? One
How
is
can you get the...
Oh, Parsippany type of man. The closest one is...
Jersey.
There's,
I think there's one in Jersey City.
Yeah, there's one in Secaucus.
That's where it is, Secaucus.
That's far from here, though. But Parsippany's like closer
it's
towards
It's like 45 minutes from here. That's like going closer to like that serious like Hoboken.
That's by Meadowlands. Yeah, that's far from
I mean,
there.
I work around that area, so.
What, Meadowlands?
Around that area.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the closest one is in Parsippany, and that's like 12 miles away from me.
Sorry, baby girl. I'm going to go.
I feel you.
We tried.
But that's like closer to the Pocono, so that's like, it won't take you
as It is, no, Parsippany is on 80.
Yeah, so it'll take you to the Poconos.
But that's still a drive from where Nutley is to get to there. just to sleep. I might as well just go home. Like, I'm already on I might as well just go home.
I haven't been to Poconos in years.
Never been. That's another place I want to go.
I went when I was little, so it didn't count.
It's not. I thought, like, when I heard of the Poconos before I moved there, I was like, oh, vacation
day. It's another thing that I want to do.
Lit.
It's not like that. No windows anywhere. You could probably throw the functions out there. Yeah, that should be nice.
Do
anything coming up? Any upcoming projects? Anything before we go to the introduction for Lady Track of the Week?
Leash actually was speaking to me about this before we started recording. Me, along with a friend of mine, we had an event called Gendercide, and it was really dope. It's about the My friend's name is Carly.
With two E's, not a Y.
And, you know, Gendercide was about...
Why is that specific? Like,
because she makes it specific. Yeah,
she misspelled her name, and now she wants everybody to know that she misspelled it.
So, like... It's just about how men feel about women and how women feel about men so that there can be an unbiased and non-judgment zone where mm-hmm. people can just say shit about that. No, but it was a really good vibe.
But it was
dope. What do you mean niggas was judging? Because, you know, if you know how Twitter is, you know how niggas be. Like, we just be speaking our shit. It's not even that you're trying to offend anybody. It's mostly just jokes and shit. But it was a really good vibe. Like, there was a lot of group participation. There was food, free liquor. Like, it was a cool vibe. So, we're going to have another one soon. So, if you want to come out to that, hit me up at chrisandior_ on both Instagram and Twitter, but hit me up on Twitter because I'll more likely see that one.
Oh, you're next, bro? Shameless plug. All right, so like Briss said in the beginning, we're like 2/4 of the Do Not Disturb podcast.
Or 1/2.
Math. 1/2 of the Do Not Disturb 2/4. I'm mad lazy. 2/4 of the Do Not Disturb podcast. Shout out to our newest member, Johnny B, the barber. He actually is a barber. Just follow us on Twitter. DND podcast _ Instagram is Do Not Disturb podcast. If you want to do anything with us, as in, like, if you guys have music or anything, we play Jersey artists and, like, unsigned artists at the end of every single one of our podcasts. So you can send your song to us, and we will, like, if we like it, we'll play it. And if we don't, then we won't play it, and you'll know that you need to do some work. So you can send it to us at donotdisturbpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We listen to all of them. Like, we've gotten a couple dope songs that we've played at the end of our podcast. As for me, I'm Mackie. On IG and Twitter, it's MackieOMO. Excuse me. I have a project coming out either next February or March. Around there, I'm going to start recording videos for it actually pretty soon. I'm going to start making moves and doing things like that. I think that's really it for me. I turned 27 in less than a month. A little bit more than a month.
Oh, that's a little.
It's like 4 days, then it'll be a month.
Litty titty.
So niggas is getting old.
Shut the fuck up. The fuck about age.
What about age?
Anyway. You know what it is. Dean August, I'm here. Anyway. Alright, so yeah, man. I'm in a building. I have a lot of ideas going through my head right now. I'm trying to pick one just to tell you about real quick. And it's just,
Zero K.
Yeah, Zero K is probably the most recent, most relevant thing going on right now. So Zero K is this clothing brand we got dropping. About to be super fire. We got winter apparel coming up right now. Actually, we're working on. Start looking on my page for like flash sales and shit like that. We're going to be showing off a lot of jackets. Probably a couple hoodies, a couple pullovers maybe. I know right now we're mainly focused on jackets. So, yeah. Zero K clothing brand coming out. If you want to hit me up right now about it, Dean August OMO. You can type that in the search bar or the Moreno Papi. You feel me? Either way, I'll be the first one up there. Holla at me, top two, not two.
Oh, yes. And we also have a web show. I keep forgetting to plug that shit.
Big guy.
Web show, it's on YouTube. Actually, you can follow Do Not Disturb on YouTube as well. Do Not Disturb, the Do Not Disturb podcast on YouTube. But we also have a YouTube, the Wild OMO show on Push 28 TV on YouTube. Shout out to Push 28. We're coming out with new episodes soon. We're going to start filming soon, hopefully dropping new episodes in the new year. And we'll try to be more consistent with it. Bam.
I'm high.
Big facts.
So I'm definitely about to drive home.
About to be a nice ass drive.
About to get in bed. Like, let's roll again. You can see my eyes. Anyway, shouts out to Nat Nasty Music. That's whose album is being released tonight. Sorry, baby girl, I couldn't come, but I'm still going to shout you out.
Shout out to you, girl.
Yeah.
We're a big shout outs. Big facts.
Gorgeous gangster. You heard me. All right. So, we're going to end it here. Anybody want to do a Litty Track of the Week introduction?
What's the song?
I'm thinking of Rico Nasty.
That's fine.
I think that we should end the episode off with a little bit of Rico Nasty. I don't know if you want to go with Oreo. What do you want to do?
Was that the one that she did on that Colors thing? That shit was hard.
That was the one that when you first got here, that shit was on. When you first sat down.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, that one.
All of
I think we should do Oreo. So this is Rico Nasty with Oreo. Shout out to Rico Nasty. I love Rico Nasty. Sure,
big definitely a vibe. Big facts.
Nah, this is really my voice.
Anyway, so remember to keep those blunts lit, guys. Yep. And keep that mind sparked. You heard? Doodles.
We out.
Oh, I forgot to say bye, guys.
We go. Yeah. Riding in a white vest, black rims, Oreo. Why they don't like me? Ask them. I don't know. Is it 'cause they can't come close? Shit, probably so. If you ain't gon' do nothing, let it go. Riding in a white vest, black rims, Oreo. Why they don't like me? Ask them. I don't know. Is it 'cause they can't come close? Shit, probably so. If you ain't gon' do nothing, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I'm smoking on medical. They watch me through a telescope. Fendi on me head to toe. A lot of bitches try to do it, but I do it better though. I don't gotta prove shit. Already know, pull up and we let them go. Take a leap, Geronimo. Line them up, knock them down. These bitches look like dominoes. They faking like the real thing. They remind me of Sweet and Low. I hustle like a ball player, fast break, coast to coast. Riding in a white vet, black rims, Oreo. Why they don't like me? Ask them, I don't know. Is it 'cause they can't come close? Shit, probably so. If you ain't gon' do nothing, let it go. Riding in a white vet. You this shit, ain't no debate. I can see it in her face. Man, 'cause I'm in first place. We can get it in any day, anytime, any pay. Feel Rico, bitch, I feel great. I see you getting money. Oh my God, bitch, you're so late. It's like a sixth sense. I can tell when a bitch fake. I mind my own business. I don't know why these hoes hate. I'm asking for a handout. Go and get your own. Before you cross a bad bitch, boy, you better look both ways. Riding in that big body and it's taking up both lanes. I got a bad bitch and you know she go both ways. You can catch me riding in a white vest, black rims, Oreo. Why they don't like me? Ask them, I don't know. Is it 'cause they can't come close? Shit, probably so. If you ain't gon' do nothing, let it go. Riding in a white vest, black rims, Oreo. Why they don't like me? Ask them, I don't know. Is it 'cause they can't come close? Shit, probably so. If you ain't gon' do nothing, let it go.
y'all gon' feel my pain on this one. Me, no one is trapped, nigga. I ain't no keeper, I cannot keep ya. I am a leader, I can mistreat ya. Stripes, no Adidas, cold, hot, or no heater. I swear life is a teacher, nobody will feed ya. They start to mistreat ya. Teacher, nobody will feed.